Welcome to The Lead, a podcast about how to get ahead in the news industry from the people who did. I'm your host, Jacqueline Ganun. Today, I have a very exciting interview. I am handing over the podcast mic and talking with Alexis Derrickson, who will be the new host of The Lead next year. Alexis is an incoming master's student in the journalism program at the University of Georgia, and she has a ton of great journalism experience she's bringing to the job. Today, we're talking about what she hopes to bring to the mic and what she hopes to get out of it. But first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is produced by the Cox Institute for Journalism Innovation, Management, and Leadership at the University of Georgia's Grady College. Now, here's The Lead. Hey, Alexis, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start off with asking, why did you want to be the next host of The Lead?
Yeah, so I think that last summer I really started delving into podcasts through my internship, which I can talk about a little bit more later. But I started having this innate kind of curiosity for them because it was a platform that I hadn't really explored before. I had always wanted to take Charlotte Vardam's undergrad podcasting class, but I could never get into it. And so I was always curious about podcasting, but had never had the opportunity to really take an active focus and approach towards it. And so when I saw this opportunity come up, I was like, wait, this is kind of perfect because I get to explore it in my master's program a little bit and then kind of advance my knowledge of it in a setting where I'm working with people that I know and am familiar with and also get to meet a lot more new people. So I think that was kind of like the curiosity that established why I wanted to apply for it. And I also had just done a lot of alumni spotlights for the Red and Black before, and we had done one podcast episode one time, and I had so much fun doing it, and I wanted to do it more. So then I was like, this is kind of a nice transition. And so I'm so excited to get to explore that next year.
Yeah, I will say it is fun to host. You get to meet so many cool people and journalists, and they just tell you about their careers. It's so interesting to hear about them. So I'm excited for you. And congratulations on your master's program also.
Thank you.
So you mentioned you got into podcasts maybe like last summer. What do you think makes audio as a medium special, maybe specifically for these conversations about leadership?
I think being in journalism, I'm so used to just reading everything. And I learned in my capstone class last semester, we had to incorporate a lot of multimedia elements into our projects, and we analyzed a lot of multimedia articles that had audio and video elements. And having audio, I think, creates such a personal touch to the story that you're interacting with, and you really do feel like you're more interacting with it rather than just being complacently reading it. So I think that makes it very special and almost kind of intimate, because at least when I listen to them, I kind of feel like I'm listening in on someone else's conversation, and I think it creates a lot more of an intimate feel because you get this familiarity with the podcaster and the interviewee just hearing their voices, which is something that you don't really experience in any other platform. And I think just having that voice element really connects you a lot deeper than just having a written article.
It definitely feels a little more personal, and I know in my experience, sometimes I've read a story and then reached out to someone in that story, whether it was a journalist I wanted to ask questions of or a source I wanted to interview. And then you get on the phone with someone or on Zoom and you're like, oh, wow, I did not know you would sound like that. Mm-hmm. So it already feels like if you hear someone on a podcast, it already feels like you know them a little bit mm-hmm. better, weirdly, even though you might not know them better, actually. But it feels that way.
It makes me laugh because it's like voice reveal. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you have otherwise. Mm.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you worked at the Red and Black, which is the University of Georgia's student newspaper. You've also interned at Modern Luxury Magazines and The Profile with Paulina Pompliano. So what skills and experience do you plan to bring from those experiences to the podcast?
I think the Red and Black, doing the alumni spotlight through my role as the communications manager for the past, honestly, it's probably been 2 years straight now, that I think kind of has gotten me familiar with the format of the interview and just the Q&A style and being creative with questions and really delving into someone's background. I think that is kind of like the foundation of skill sets that I bring. And then last summer, specifically with The Profile, I had to listen to a lot of podcasts, and it was really fun because I would just go on walks all day long and listen to podcasts for a lot of the time. And so doing that, I think that it really amped up my knowledge of podcasts, and I was listening to so many for so many hours, and I think that it helped me figure out, like, this is what I like in a podcast, this is what I don't like in a podcast. But at the same time, I think that I still have so much more to learn, because I got to record an interview towards the end of the summer, and it was an audio and video and written piece. And it went up on Spotify, and I remember recording it and being like, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, because you listen and obviously they sound so smooth, so easygoing, and you're like, oh, this has got to be a cakewalk. And then you get into it and it's a lot more difficult. And so I think doing that created a familiarity with the platform of podcasting that I'm excited to delve more into, and created kind of like a baseline level of experience just in listening to them and then recording a few myself. But I think that I'm also very aware that I have a lot more to learn, which I'm excited to get into this year.
I think that's a really great point. I was just talking about that with somebody, where a good podcast should sound easy to make. Mm-hmm. Like, it should kind of not make you think like, wow, they put a lot of work into this in terms of like editing and making it sound good, because it should just sound good. And I like that point too about listening to a lot of podcasts, just see what you don't like, see what you do like. It's like writing. To be a good writer, you should read a lot, and mm-hmm. you should read a lot of other people's things and learn what you like, learn what moves you. So I feel like that's a very similar energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about what you hope to bring to the show next year, but I'm also curious, what do you hope to gain or take away from being the host of The Lead?
I think one of the biggest things I want to learn or take away from it is honestly just the conversations with people and learning more about who I get to interview, because that's something that I've really enjoyed in other interviews that I've done, is just really getting into someone's life story and like what their why is and what motivates them, where they feel like their purpose is and how their background has influenced that. I think that's something that really keeps me going in journalism by itself. Like, I know in different stories that I've done, there's interviews that still have stuck with me to this day. I've been really happy to be able to hear their positive experience, and then I've been able to relate to them like, hey, this was a really incredible conversation, and I learned so much from you that I would have never learned in any other setting. So I think the biggest thing that I would love to take away from it is honestly just the knowledge of people and getting to learn more about other people, because I think that that's something that journalism can very uniquely provide that not really any other career path can in that way. So I would say that's the biggest thing. But then if on a more like basic level, I'm just excited to like learn how to podcast more, because I think that that's something I've really never gotten to delve into in this serious of a manner. And so I think that I'm excited just to expand my skill set and come away with more knowledge, more technical knowledge of how to operate a podcast and like host a podcast.
Yeah, and that's, I really like learning by doing. And that's kind of what I did as host. I was very excited about audio and podcasting, and I had done a very, very small bit of audio editing, but I didn't have much bigger experience than that. And I remember thinking like, why am I doing this? But it is something that you can learn, and I think that people should learn by doing. I think that is a really great way to learn and to pick up new skills. And also, don't be intimidated if you've never done something before, because everybody has to be a beginner at some point.
So true.
Yeah. On a kind of a bigger note, why should journalism students care about leadership in the media industry? Why should people, and again, specifically journalism students, be listening to this?
I know that when we've had guest speakers come to some of my classes in the past that are leaders in the industry in journalism, the knowledge that they have is something that can be applied now or like 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road. I think it's something that you may learn it and hear it now, but it could really impact you so far down the line in the latter half of your career, because maybe right now you're thinking, well, I'm not going to get into some high up leadership position in this news company right out the gate. But then if you flash forward like 10, sometimes even like 2 to 5 years down the line, you might end up in a leadership position and be kind of in this place where you're like, how am I supposed to do this? And what am I doing? And I think that almost comes with a bit of imposter syndrome, but I think that that imposter syndrome can be combated with knowledge of people who've been in the industry, which you can learn through a podcast like this or through industry professionals. I think that there is, I mean, obviously so much change in the industry right now, and it's constantly evolving, and that can be hard to keep up with. But I think that even despite the change, if you have like your baseline values and your baseline, this is how I feel about leadership, and this is how I feel about connecting with the people I'm working with and leading in a positive way so as not to create a negative environment or, you know, distrust, whether that's in the company or just with the public in general. I think that if you have those baseline values that leadership kind of requires of you, then that creates kind of a steady constant throughout all of the change, which I think can be very beneficial, because even when it is all changing, you kind of can still fall back on that and be like, okay, I still know who I am and I still know how I want to be an example to others, and those values are not going to change.
Some of the people I've interviewed on the show graduated like a couple years ago, and then they're already in a leadership position, mm-hmm. whether it's big or small. So that is really good. I think a really good thought about having a solid base of yourself and what you want to do in your roles. Something I really like about leadership too is that the idea of the everyday leader, like you don't have to have a position of authority over someone or be someone's editor in order to be a leader in a newsroom or at a small company or at a podcast or wherever you're working in the media, because there are so many new jobs that are out there now. So I think that's a really good kind of conception of leadership that you'll be bringing to the show. And I always like to ask everyone I have on the show as the last question, what advice do you have for journalism students or aspiring journalists?
I would say my advice is to lead with compassion and empathy for people's stories. I think that I've had friends who are not in journalism, who have been in sensitive situations and gotten interviewed or gotten asked to interview for a story. And I think that sometimes they've had negative experiences where they felt like there wasn't a lot of compassion behind the person's ask, and there wasn't a lot of empathy for how they're currently feeling. And so I think something that I always try to do in my interviews and in my stories is just to come to the table with an openness and not necessarily pushing an agenda, because I think a lot of the times working on a deadline, there is pressure, obviously, to get things done at a certain time and pace. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm perfect by any means, that I've done it before too, where you come in and you're like, let me ask these five questions, I'm in, I'm out, and that's it. And you're not actively engaging as much with the person because you're just trying to get things done and checked off the list. And I think in those moments, not only is it not beneficial for the other person because they're not feeling like they should trust you, I think it also ends up can hurt you in the long run too, because you might not be picking up as much on subcontext that you could then ask questions about. Because if you're just going in and going out, you're not necessarily going to be seeking additional questions to ask or additional background of that person. And so I think coming in with, yes, obviously there is a time sensitivity to things, but coming in with just an openness to the other person, really tuning in and being an active listener and not just trying to get to the next question so that they feel comfortable and they feel like they can trust you. You get to build more of a rapport with that person and really get to know them and how they work. And so I would say that's my biggest piece of advice, is just not coming in with an agenda and a time limit and being open to hearing their story and taking it in with compassion and empathy.
Yeah, it makes the stories much stronger, and it also makes your work and your reputation stronger. You're not going to be known as someone who's like coming around and sticking a recorder in people's faces and like, tell me what I need to know. So that's really great advice, I think, for everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really enjoyed our conversation.
I'm so glad that I got to join you. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you again to Alexis for joining me on this episode, and thank you for tuning in to The Lead. I'm your former host, Jacqueline Ganon. Our executive producer is Charlotte Barnum, and the show is supported by the Cox Institute. To keep up with The Lead and hear more from media leaders, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to follow us on X, formerly Twitter. We are at The Lead Podcast. And on Instagram, we are Cox Institute UGA. Thanks again for a great 2 years, and Alexis, we'll see you next time.